If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's not a car or a person in sight. If you pan over here, it's the same thing, not a car or a person in sight.
Should have stopped this one with your father. I'm stopping this one now.
Don't, okay? Let me finish. I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
Why be normal when you can be the best? I don't want to be normal. And that is not arrogance, that is confidence.
But the truth is, I'm really in pursuit of greatness. I know people don't usually talk like that, but I want to be one of the greats. I'm inspired by the greats. I'm inspired by the greats here tonight. I'm as inspired by Michael Jordan and Michael Phelps, and I want to be up there.
Do you think Michael Jordan was just interested in winning championships? You think Kobe Bryant was just interested in basketball? Those individuals are obsessed. They are obsessed. In order to be the best, in order to reach that next level, you can no longer be interested. You have to become obsessed.
Right now in life, your family is looking for that one guy right now. You're looking for that one guy who's strong, who's that pillar for the family in hard times. Make sure they look around. They look around and find you.
But I love this question, which is, what would you do if you weren't afraid? And I love thinking about that when I'm thinking about big life decisions. Like, what would I do if I weren't afraid? And it's usually like the big one, the bigger thing that I really want to do, but I'm afraid to do it. It's like, that's what I should do.
You have to have no fear. You have to have no fear. You have to believe in who you are and what you do and just go get it.
You got to work. Your time is going to happen. You're here for a reason. But you got to be ready, because if you're not, it's on you.
People who obsess about work-life balance are typically mediocre at both. Obsessed people apply their obsession to everything and just call it life.
That quitting is a habit. If you quit the first time you run into difficulties, you'll always quit when the going gets rough. You will, in effect, establish a pattern for failure rather than a pattern for success.
Maybe someone's don't like me, but because I'm too good, I don't know why.
And when you hear accusations that you cheated, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel confident. I feel in a good form.
You're not going to make any excuses. You're not going to blame anyone else. You're going to take ownership of whatever happens. And when something goes wrong, instead of pointing fingers and blaming someone else, you're going to take ownership of that problem. You're going to take ownership of figuring out what the solution to that problem is. And you're going to take ownership of implementing that solution.
Do you have to go through hell to become successful?
No. You have to learn the skills to become successful. And oftentimes, learning those skills is painful because you don't know the skills when you're trying to learn them, and mistakes hurt. And so I think there's just a huge amount of skills that you have to learn in order to be successful. And if we define success as material success for business, at least, then it's just, there's so many things you have to learn. It's very hard to learn them.
Talent? I don't believe in talent. Well, some people, they have talent. It's good. It helps when you have talent. As long as you have a lot of determination and willpower, that's all you need. And you have to have the will to win.
Low confidence. Well, if you have low confidence, guess what? You're afraid. Your confidence is low. You're not sure of yourself. So you sit around and think about doing it instead of actually doing it.
But you're going to have to figure it out, one foot in front of the other. Exactly. You're gonna have to find a thing and keep working at it and get better at it. That's one of the things that I like so much about martial arts. They let anybody in.
Yeah.
Anybody in, and then from learning how to do that, you get better, and then you realize, damn, I can get better at anything.
Yeah. I think the greatest fear you face is yourself, because you know, we all have dreams, and it's very scary sometimes to accept the dream that you have. And it's scarier still to say, okay, I want that. It's scary because you're afraid that if you put your heart and soul into it and you fail, then how are you going to feel about yourself, right? So being fearless means putting yourself out there and going for it. No matter what, go for it. Not for anybody else, but for yourself.
Of unlimited shots on goal. And so not taking the shot is like saying, life, I don't want to scratch off this lottery ticket, but the lottery ticket's free. Why would you not scratch it off and try it?
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
It always takes me back to that quote of Marcus Aurelius, who had a slave that would sit behind him and always whisper to him, hey,
you're just a man.
You're just a man.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're gonna do it to try and be the best.
The problems in your life are your own dang fault. And so the answer into fixing the problems in your life are in your own dang hands. The responsibility for the well-being of your family, your wife, your husband, your children are yours. Are yours.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
It's your brother, your mom, your friend. The one comment they're going to say, you've changed. Why are you doing another kick like this? Oh, you're going to try that now. Okay, here we go again. And the thing is that it's not about them being right or wrong. Again, it's about how right and how wrong they could be.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail.
Right, you got to embrace the storms. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The fears that we have, the moments of suffering, they're all part of the process. They're all part of growth. It's nature, right? You got to be able to handle those things, man.
Only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you. And then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, he's like, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. Because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
Yeah, but if you could just find a thing and work hard at that thing, you'll realize through that thing that you can get good at anything.
Yeah.
With time and effort.
Like, I think everything about discipline. Everything about discipline and every day. And every day, like, you know, train, sleep, eat, repeat.
Trial and error. Mm-hmm. You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again. And you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic. But then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time?
Yeah.
You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out that matters.
It's never gonna make you feel good if you're leaving it on the table, if you're not exercising your potential, if you don't have a purpose, you don't have a mission. The reason you feel like shit is because you know that you're letting your potential die on the vine. You're letting your potential go to waste, and that is an underlying condition that's causing you this anxiety, causing you this stress, causing you this uncomfortable place. But the reality is, you need to solve the underlying problem. And the underlying problem is, you're not exercising your potential. And for that reason, you've feel like shit. That's it.
The reasonable first step to figuring out who we are is let's define who we're not. Let's pick out those people, places, things we do, habits we have that don't pay us back, that don't feed us tomorrow, that don't give us green lights in the future. It's not always what you go to affirmatively and play offense. A lot of times, what are we pushing against in defense to get our identity? My mom eliminated, well, I don't know how to be a mom, but I know I want to be the opposite of that lady who raised me, is what she said, who was a non grata mom. And so, to this day, my mom didn't know what to do. She just said, I'm doing the opposite of how her mom treated her. And that turned out to be being a great mom.
What's that quote? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
That's it. It's a true statement.
This was one of the most important things. It wasn't about the result. It's the fact that I showed up. The result was just whatever.
What is also useful to understand in that manner is that there isn't anything more adventurous than the truth. This is something that took me a long time to figure out.
There's not one thing in my life that I see as a pure advantage that doesn't have a dark side to it that came about at some other point as well.
Right.
The road you're on, it's beautiful. It's more beautiful than you realize. You're going to see things you would have never seen. You're going to experience things you would have never experienced. You're going to achieve things that you would have never achieved.
Which way does a tree fall?
Down?
A tree falls the way it leans. Be careful which way you lean.
You will go through things, and while you're going through them, you can't understand why it's happening to you. But after you go through it, you get back and you look at it and you say, oh, now I understand why I needed that lesson.
When I started to give myself the gift of joy in my home, in my life, in my emotions on a daily basis, I actually found I had more energy to pursue the achievements that I wanted in my life. And I wasn't so damn tired every time I finally got to one of these artificial finish lines.
Consistency of work. Monday, get better. Tuesday, get better. Wednesday, get better, right? And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you can get to where you want to go.
Well, I think partly because life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
You know, your superpower isn't just your work ethic. Your superpower isn't just like figuring things out. Your superpower is like you think strategically. Like that's a very strategic thought of saying, this person could be this in the future if they were developed as a whole individual, rather than just like, let's use them for the short term.
Society has us living in the third person. We're all running, we're pulling Leon Letts in the Super Bowl. We're returning the kickoff for a touchdown, looking at the Jumbotron at the 50, wondering if we're gonna make it on SportsCenter best plays.
You know, you grow up and you make game-winning shots and it's awesome. You come back the next day and miss a game-winning shot and it's misery. And then the next day comes and you're back playing again, and you understand that life has this cyclical nature where it's, you know, what you do on Monday, it's fantastic, but then Tuesday is a bad day. But guess what? There's Wednesday. Yeah. So are we just supposed to live our lives like this the whole time? You know, versus just staying like this and understanding that it's really just a journey of evolution every day. It's just constant improvement, constant curiosity, constantly getting better. The results don't really matter. It's the figuring out.
You aren't necessarily the best judge of what you need. And it's easy to be deluded in what you want. And that's the sort of delusions that people chase if they chase power. If you decide instead that you're going to just say what you believe to be true, you have to let go of the consequences. And you might think, well, I don't want to let go of the consequences because I want to control what's going on. But what you miss then is adventure, because if you don't control what's going on, you don't know what the hell's going to happen. And maybe that's exciting. And actually, there's no doubt about it.
I'm going to just do this, not because I want to. I've never wanted to do a cold plunge. I've done it because of who I'm becoming in the process of doing it. And so I rewired my internal statements and narratives in my head from like, I avoid doing hard things, or I'm lazy, to I grow from doing hard things. I will do today what others will not, so that tomorrow I can do what others cannot. And I didn't just like repeat affirmations, I reinforced this identity by taking micro actions daily, by choosing to do cold showers, by deciding to walk up the stairs instead of take the elevator, to seeking discomfort, to finishing a workout and going 2 extra reps instead of stopping at 10.
If you're afraid to go to bed because of what you're dreading the next day, that next day should be spent in fixing that.
Right. Versus hiding from it.
Right.
So let me just stay in the bed. If I stay in a bed, it'll pass on.
You said one time that one of the things you learn is that to succeed greatly, you have to be willing to fail greatly.
Oh, 100%. No one failed more than I did. I deserved all the credit I received. Nobody seen more than I seen.
I don't quit. You know, I may not make it the first time, but I'll come back. I got caught on audible. I gotta get my head back in the game. I gotta figure this shit out. It doesn't mean you leave. It means you study it more.
Take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
So it's uncomfortable, right? You position an ideal. You compare yourself to that ideal. You find yourself lacking. There is pain in that. So you can either sit with the pain or you can judge the pain. You mentioned this earlier on. I call it second-order emotions. Mark Manson calls them meta-emotions. Mm. So feeling frustrated at your anxiousness, and then feeling bitter about your frustration at your anxiousness, and then feeling resentful about your bitterness at your frustration about your anxiousness. And you don't have all that much control over the first ones. Emotions are going to come and go. You have a lot of control over the ones that come after that.
Why should you even bother reproving yourself? And I think the answer to that is something like, so you don't suffer any more stupidly than you have to. And maybe so others don't have to either. It's something like that. You know, like there's a real injunction at the bottom of it. It's not some casual self-help doctrine. It's that if you don't organize yourself properly, you'll pay for it. And in a big way, and so will the people around you. Now, and you could say, well, I don't care about that, but that's actually not true. You actually do care about that, because if you're in pain, you will care about it. And so you do care about it.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, that, man.
And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9. 9. As in the first one, spent time, failed. Second one, this one will be different, failed. Third one, this one, this is the one. And then 7, 6 more after that, right? I'm just painting this picture because, like, it's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right. Today. But not forever.
Move your body. Same. Get it going. You'll feel better afterwards. I know you don't want to do it. I hardly ever want to do it. I maybe want to actually do it 5 out of 10 times. But
maybe,
I do
maybe
it.
Less, yeah.
But I do it. I just do it. I know what it's like to not want to do it. I get it. Shut up. I just start talking to myself. I go, come on, pussy. What are you talking about?
Do it.
If I was you, outside of you, knowing what I know, if I could read my mind, I'd be like, come on, bitch. You're just being lazy. Put your shoes on. Yeah. Get a sweat going, and then you're going to feel pumped. Come on, man. You've done this a million times. And then invariably, I'll be in the middle of the workout. I'm sweating. I'm like, fuck. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
And then I get into it.
I'm a big fan of power follows the blame finger. So like wherever you point the blame finger is where the power follows. And so it's like if you point it at the government, government has the power. If you point it at your spouse and say like it's their fault that I'm not in shape, it's their fault they never let me do anything. It's like, well, you're giving them all the power. Mm. And so it's like until you're like it's my fault, it also becomes
what if it's
my
not
responsibility.
Your fault?
What is?
What if it's not your fault?
It doesn't matter. And. Like, I can't run marathons because I lost my leg at birth. And either you can just never try, or you put the metal thing on and you do it anyways.
If you don't keep your promise, then what are you really? Your promise, your word is your reputation, and your reputation precedes you anywhere you go.
Sadly, these days, everyone's so willing, so quick to break promises and to ghost people and to, say something but do the other thing. And I don't know, maybe I come from a generation that's different, or maybe I just don't know any better. But I'm telling you right now, a man who can keep his promise and who can keep his word is a man of higher reputation, of higher value, and higher self-worth, right? If you have like self-esteem, self-confidence problems, it's because you probably haven't been keeping promises to yourself. A man who has high confidence keeps promises that he makes to himself and to others.
You were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pattern back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you. There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom. You did that. So as times get hard for me, the truth comes out. And my truth is powerful as it's real. It's tangible.
And I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends. And you're doing this thing, you're consuming content on the internet, you're doing these free tutorials online to try and figure out how to set up a podcast and where do I host this thing? And then and you're going through this and you're like, is this even worth it? Because you have no signs of success, right? But if there's anything that you can take away from what we're saying right now is that the sign of success is the hate that you get along the way. And what you can't do is bend the knee to their hate and fit back into the conformity because it's comfortable and it's warm.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts in 2-a-days. It's hard to throw, catch, block, and tackle, and hit kids when they're way bigger and way more developed than you, only to go home that night bruised and battered and strained, but knowing you have to show up again the next day for just the chance to try again. But understand this, life is hard.
If you're trying to do something meaningful, if you don't have the mindset that you're the best ever, you failed already. So if you don't have the mindset that you are the best reporter ever, then you already failed. And that's been my mindset since I can remember. That will be my mindset as long as I can remember anything, that I am the best ever at what I do. And every day that I step on a basketball floor, I will strive to be that. But my mindset will always be as such as I am the best to do what I do. And that'll give me a shot at being the best.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard. And the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fuck try.
You have to dive in that to find more. Because if you're not willing to go in there and face yourself, not gonna find anything. You can live right here on surface, man, right here on surface. So if there is an ending to this world and there is somewhere to go and there's a judgment, you're gonna get there and you might see a chart. And that chart might tell you who the f*** you should have been. And now you get the rest of your life to think about that. Man, I could have lived a much better life if I just would have just suffered a little bit more. If I just would have went in that and realized I had so much more, but fear and the 40% and living here versus living here, being afraid, stopped me.
And then who knows what could come? That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl if you don't show up. If you show up, you're putting yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys, but I applaud you for being here. I applaud you for watching this, encouraging you to incorporate this in your workout. You'll see the gains like I did, and you'll fall in love with it. Even though it's tiring and exhausting, and you're sweating your ass off, and you're tired as can be, small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
The reality of life is this. The world's f***ing relentless, and it will not stop beating your ass until you wake up and start beating it back. And, you know, when I see self-love and all this sh-, I do understand where they're coming from. Those people are talking to people who are on the brink, right? And they think their entire world's crumbling, and they're telling them it's okay. But I actually think that's the wrong message. I think the right message is this. Hey, this is how it is if you don't go hard. This is what you're going to get if you do not try hard to develop yourself and get off the bench and get in the game. And I say that out of a place of love and caring for people. Yes. Because I want them to feel better and I want them to do better. And I know what's not going to get them better is just accepting themselves and all their behavior and all their vices and inaction and procrastination and low standards is creating the way you feel.
Man, I'm built different, period. I'm just built different, man. And I've always had an eye, a discipline and a work ethic that I've had at a young age that I just apply it to everything that I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I would say that, you know, rarely go out, you know, reading, you know what I'm saying, trying to reverse engineer how to be successful, like how do I, you know, start my own production company, how do I do this, how do I do that? And I always felt like if other cats was out partying and I was home studying, I would have an edge.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If cats was out here doing this and that, being hungover the night before, I would have an edge if I wasn't. I'm a delayed, you know what I'm saying, gratification. I'm that type of person. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm literally like, all right, I will party later. I work hard now, so the second half of my life, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Mm-hmm. That's been my mentality. It's like, I'm not going to trick off my early years for partying and then worry about struggling, how I'm going to make it, how I'm going to take care of my family, how I'm going to take care of everybody else. Like, that's not going to be me. I'm going to grind it out now. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna set up the foundation so I can enjoy myself later.
Nobody in his history of coaching had your level of work ethic. I mean, you hear so many guys tell stories about your work ethic.
Yeah.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
Well, every day. I mean, since, you know, 20 years. I mean, it was an everyday process and trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Man, my vertical was a 40, wasn't a 46 or a 40, mm-hmm. 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive, right? So you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast, right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. And, but I enjoyed it though. So like from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game and it just never changed.
No matter what you do, you're all in. This is gonna kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting, because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do? Why not do that? Maybe you could justify your wretched existence to yourself that way. I think you could. That's what it looks like.
Figure out what you want. Ignore the opinions of others. And do so much volume that it would be unreasonable that you would be unsuccessful.
Every time you try to learn something, you're going to make a mistake. Because what do you know? So you're going to make mistakes. And if the rule is every time you make a mistake, you're going to go jump off the bridge, then that's not a useful problem-solving strategy. And so when you make a mistake, you don't get to beat yourself to death with a club. It's a bad strategy.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.